You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A hook is very different than a title. A hook is extremely different than a label. A hook makes someone read it and they go, wow, oh, that's fascinating. Ooh, interesting. Oh, tell me more. It's not the sales message, but it's how you name things that makes somebody go, that's fascinating. I'd be interested in listening to a little more of that. And so they click and they start to consume the sales message, right? That's what I mean.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's going on, everyone? It's Steve Larson. Welcome to Sales Funnel Radio. I know I've been a little bit quiet lately, but there's a lot that I've been doing, and I've been feeling like a lot of big shifts personally, big shifts in my business, and some growth that's been happening, and on kind of like the, you know, tectonic plate level, so to speak. It's been changing a lot of my focus, narrowing my focus, deleting a lot of stuff, or just reusing it in a way that is for a total new game. And it's been fun. It's been a lot, though. I'm not gonna lie, but it's been fun. If you've been an entrepreneur in any amount of time, you probably have become somewhat aware of the times and seasons in your life when you can tell that you're about to grow. Maybe that way, maybe you're not yet, but if you stay in the game long enough, you'll probably start to feel it. I started feeling that way heavily about a year ago, that there would be a big one coming up for me. I don't know how to describe it. It just sounds super woo-woo, but whatever. Where I'm like, all right. And I don't know what it is. Like, I'll sleep a little more. I'll like meditate and be meditative a little bit more. I typically am a little bit quieter, and it's not on purpose. I don't know. I just kind of get like that. And so about a year ago, I started feeling this big need to shift and to change, but I didn't know what it was. And I wish that I would wake up and there'd be a floating angel in my room that would say, Steven, go in this direction and here's all the answers. You know, never have to wonder if it's the right one. But yeah, that's not really how it works. I am a very tactile learner. I learn by doing. I am a very tactile discoverer. You know, I open doors by moving. And so what a lot of this year has been is we've had so much fun doing YouTube, and that's honestly been super fun. It's been fun for me because one of the biggest issues people have once they build an offer or a funnel or whatever is they don't know how to get consistent leads, and they don't know how to do it without spending money on ads. And so that solves it. And so it's been a legitimate, very fun thing for me to go and do. But I'm also been asking myself, like, what's the long-term play for myself, you know, at least for what's the next like 5 year focus, something that will let me begin delete or dramatically simplify what I'm going to be doing or what I've done, you know, burn it all down, so to speak, to rebuild smarter. And that's been unfolding. I'm going a special place with this. Just, you know, I actually woke up at 4 a.m. with this podcast in my mind and thought it'd be fun to share it with you. So I have been doing a lot more consulting lately. In fact, I think last week I consulted for 3 companies in a week. And it's been really fun to see my same process being used in startups, in companies that are more the infant stage, but then companies that are doing millions and millions and millions, like the tons of money. Like, if they don't do multi-millions, something's wrong. You know what I mean? And it's been fun to watch my formula morph into whatever company I'm consulting for, but it's also been just as fun to watch my formula gain finer points, you know, gain finer elegance as I use it on certain industries. And this last week was no exception to that. So I've been consulting these different companies, and there is a monumentally strong pattern that basically in every single company that I've been consulting with, it shows up. Here's how it usually happens. I start out, I'm not going to go through my whole process right here. By the way, if you want to know what the process is, it is my Internet Launch Secrets product. I use it all over the place. I use it on myself. I'm about to use it again tomorrow morning on some stuff I got to go get designed and out the door for others to start building. Sorry, it's a little windy. I'm in Mexico, by the way, on the beach and trying to stay away from all the wind. So hopefully you can hear it. Highly overdue R&R. Marley and I are here together with her parents. It's very fun. So anyway, so it basically works like this. Like, someone's like, oh, I have a traffic problem. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's dive in. Or someone's like, oh, I have a sales problem. All right, oh, that's cool, let's dive in. Or someone's like, oh, my customers won't stick. Or hey, it's the same problems, regardless of industry. It's a business who has a big gaping need, you know, on X, Y, and Z. But the one that I always see that I always have to convince them is there, but that is glaring for me, is always this, it's always this need around, it's always two, all the things that I've mentioned are definitely needs, but the like two of the ones I always see also on top of everything else is also, it's messaging and the way they have named things. And I know I've done a few other episodes on this kind of topic, but I don't know, a little bit of a different take on it. For example, one of the companies that we're working with right now is this awesome, really awesome weight loss company. They crush it already. I mean, they make tons of money, and they wanted, you know, Marley and I to come on in and help, you know, double their online sales and start to morph into more of an online format. And I love these scenarios. I have I've logged a lot of time just working on the ground floor of these huge companies like this. And it's been super fun. But the way people title stuff is wrong in that it is just that, a title. You know, titles, you don't, it is so common. I'll look at their site and I'll open up their funnel or whatever they think a funnel is. And I'll look at their page and they have usually a logo that is gigantic and ugly. Has no discernment on what their thing actually is. Bad logo, but that has very little to do with anything ever sells. So it's not the logo's problem. And then right next to it, the title of the offer, the title of the page, and the URL will be the most boring. Like, someone has to explain it to you for you to get it. You know, they'll be like, I'm just making up something, but... You know, it'd be like AGX7network.com or something like that. You know, few random letters, maybe a number for some reason, and some .com. And yeah, I never want to rip anyone's domain rank or authority on Google by making them change stuff. But it's pretty common that is one of the biggest issues is naming. I just wanted to make this episode, and we've kind of a fast episode here because a strong pattern. It's a pattern for sure in funnel land. But it's just as strong in broader business as they try to learn to transfer their business onto the internet. And it is that they make titles, not hooks. Okay, when you name things, you're not trying to label your offer. You're not trying to label the page. You're not trying to create a label out of... You're not trying to title it. Like, this is the title of this page. Like, that's terrible. You're trying to hook. A hook is very different than a title. A hook is extremely different than a label. A hook makes someone read it and they go, wow, oh, that's fascinating. Ooh, interesting. Oh, tell me more. A hook is not necessarily like, it's not the sales message, but it's how you name things that makes somebody go, that's fascinating. You know, I'd be interested in listening to a little more of that. And so they click and they start to consume the sales message, right? That's what I mean. And so one of the biggest things I want you guys to go do, like look at your pages, go back to your pages. This is Sales Funnel Radio, right? Go to your sales funnels and look at the URL. And if someone who was not aware of your business read that domain, would they be naturally interested to learn more? If not, you probably made a title. Move down the page, you know, not even half a scroll, right? Move down the page, the very next line of text. Whatever the headline is on the top there, if someone reads it and they're not naturally, without you explaining it, if they're not naturally excited or eager to continue to consume what's on that page, that is not a hook. That's not a hook. It's either not a hook or it's not your dream customer, right? So this is a strong pattern. And I woke up dreaming about this. It just that I was like, oh my gosh, like, because I got to tell you, one of my assumptions that has been false is that I assumed that a lot of the startups that come from funnel land, right? And a lot of startup, which is great, right? And that's where I came and grew up as well, so to speak. But a lot of the startups that are there, when you're birthing up.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Brand new offer. Of course you go through these questions. Of course you struggle on it, if you will. You know, you spend time coming up with the headline. You spend time coming up with whatever the hook is. You spend time coming up with the name, with the URLs and all that stuff. The stuff that is like how you get someone to actually consume your page and consume the sales message. Hooks, right? You're going to spend time doing that. That's a no duh. But what my assumption was that these companies that are a lot bigger, you know, I don't mean better. They've just been around longer. They've survived more cycles. They've survived more dips, right? These companies that have been around, I assumed that a lot of them have that figured out and they don't. Tons of them don't. And it's been really fascinating for me to continue like page after page after page, company after company after company. Look, in fact, that happened this morning. I'm going to do another episode on about that in a second, but and what I'm doing there. But so for those of you, there's going to bring this up. Those of you guys who are copywriters, which by the way, you want the biggest bang for your marketing buck, dive into copy. Copy's where it's at, all right? Even at like a fourth grade level, just get some copy frameworks in your head for how pages get laid out. And funnel building is going to get easy. You get even a little bit good at copy and you're like, oh, I understand why the funnel exists. I understand why the funnel page structure is the way it is. I understand why we talk about the offer in the way we do. And we do not create labels or titles. We create hooks, right? So that's my point with this. To give you an example of this, of what I'm talking about here. I'll use like an old example. Here's an older example. I own offersummit.com. And I set out one day to start interviewing people to be on offersummit.com. And I remember sitting down to start making this plan and do my funnel process to myself, which I always use for my own stuff, of course. And I sat there and I was like, this sucks. OfferSummit.com is a title. That's not really a hook. And so what I did is I decided that I would come up with, I need to spend a lot more time on this thing. I spent probably 2 days just brainstorming, which is not uncommon. And I spent about 2 days thinking through how I could turn OfferSummit.com into a better hook. And one of the easiest ways to do that, if you're really struggling to come up with a hook versus a title or a label, think about this question. What is the best case scenario for me to find my buyer in? That's it. And then describe that scenario. What is the best case scenario for me, for my sale, to find the buyer in? For example, and I like to give this as an example a lot, but in fact, I think I've said this before on here, but just to reiterate here, if you're a water company and you sell bottled water, the best case scenario for your sale, I'm not saying for the customer, right? That's another question to go solve. I'm saying for the sale, the best case scenario for you to make a sale as a business, what is it? And let's say you're a water company. Well, all right. It would be that you catch somebody who's been stranded in the desert just for even a day. They would pay any amount of, not that you should charge in any exorbitant amount, but because you're a water company and it's the best case scenario for you to sell a bottle of water, they pay anything. They're like, I've been in the desert for 24 hours, you know, like no water. And you're like, all right, this bottle of water is $100. They'd be like, done. You know, where do I sign? Where do I send the money? And that style, not that you always have to position off of a problem, but that style of marketing is one of the easiest ways to create a hook versus a title, right? A hook versus a label is think about this. So what I did, let me go back to the, so Offer Summit. Okay. I was like, Offer Summit's not great. So I asked myself the question. All right, here's the question. The question is, what's the best case scenario for me to make a sale? All right, the scenario that a customer should be in for me to make a sale, and not for them to buy, for you to make a sale. It's a different question. So I started thinking about it, and I realized, let's say it was this scenario, and I just made it up. All right, the doctor delivers terrible news, and you find out that you've been working at such a ferocious pace, your body can't keep up, right? And the doctor tells you that unless you stop working in 90 days, you have 90 days more to work in your life, the way you have been. Unless you stop working in 90 days, you're going to die. Okay. So there's the scenario, but now let me add a question to it to make it a interesting hook. What would you do in the next 90 days to launch your final offer that would fund the rest of your life? Yourfinaloffer.com. Okay, you see how dramatically different that is than OfferSummit.com. OfferSummit.com sucks. It's not a hook. It's a title. It's a label. What I changed it to is YourFinalOffer.com. Honestly, that thing was something I made like 4 years ago. I can't remember if it's even still up. It's been a long time. I haven't maintained that one. Well, it was part of a rebirth of another project, and then stuff happened, and then anyway. But it made a lot of money. Okay, anyway, on autopilot, that was one of the strongest hooks I had ever created up to that point. And you can tell why. Your final offer is such a better hook than Offer Summit. And so on the page, what I had was yourfinaloffer.com. And then right underneath it was the hook. What would your final offer be if you only had 90 days left to get it out and it has to fund the rest of your life, or however I phrased it. And man, I got a ton of opt-ins on that thing. That was one of the coolest organic things I ever made. And what it taught me was like cool formulas for creating hooks on pages. And when I'm consulting these clients, a lot of them are just like, you know, some weird domain, a terrible title, not even a headline, just definitely not a hook. And it's one of the fastest ways to improve the page experience. It's one of the best ways to improve page performance. I should say it that way. And that's what most offers are missing. You have the offer, you have the sales message, but there's no hook. And then people are like, funnels don't work. And you're like, you have a sucky hook. There isn't one. It's like, why do you think your page, it's not ClickFunnels' fault. It's barely your funnel's fault. In copy, you missed one of the most core foundational aspects. Like, I don't even write the sales copy until I have a hook. What do you write the copy about? Right? The sales copy is what bridges between the hook and your offer. I know, I realize I'm diving super deep into this, and I realize, like, this is stuff I normally teach at, like, an event. But it's just such a common thing for me to see that, I don't know, I just thought I'd bring it up. So go back to all your pages, go back to your sales funnels and ask yourself objectively. Marley and I just did this with our team last week. We will often pull up one of our funnels and then we make fun of it. And we're like, why does this suck? We don't ask if it sucks. We say, why does it suck? And we say, oh, it sucks because of this. Oh, that funnel is garbage because of that. And we play the world's best heckler of our own funnels with this in mind. And we're like, is there a hook? Is there, you know, there's a funnel we're putting out here soon that I got to say is some of the best copy I've ever written. I love it so much. I know it'll crush. It's going to make a lot of money and help a lot of people. It's going to be really fun. But it's following this formula. And it's with this in mind that whenever I'm designing one of these funnels, you know, whenever I get to the spot where the offer feels really good and I start to work on messaging, messaging is one of those categories that takes forever for me to get through, because you're thinking through false beliefs, you're thinking through the origin stories, you're thinking through, you know, lots of testimonials. Then you're writing hook statements. The topic of message, I want to do it. That'd be fun to do an event just on that, just on messaging. But anyway, hopefully that's helpful for you, that when you look back at your stuff, just ask yourself a simple question and at least get started with that. On my pages, did I use a title? If I'm titling or labeling something, you're wrong, right? Or did I use a hook and something that has a little bit of an emotional charge behind it, you know, which is really what you're looking for, to cause someone to go, you know what? I think I'm going to keep consuming this page. Like, holy crap, that's awesome. Anyway, well, hopefully that's helpful to you guys. Go back to your stuff. Remember the difference between the two, and hopefully there's some value there. If you guys are liking the show, I keep trying to tell iTunes that this is better than 99% of the crap out there. If you could rate it for me, that would be awesome. Thank you so much for the hundreds of you guys who already left reviews. I appreciate that like crazy. Leave an honest review if you think it's stupid, or you think I'm dumb, or my eyeballs are too big, or something like that. I do too. Leave that honest review as well. Awesome, guys. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. Be sure to download all 300 episodes from season one, which documented my journey from literally zero to my first 5 million. To easily download season one, just go to salesfunnelradio.com and enter your email. It'll actually pop up in the email that you put in there. You can also see a link to interview me or work with me, or even record your own questions for the show. Again, just go to salesfunnelradio.com, subscribe to the newsletter, and then the download link for season one, it actually comes as an audiobook, will be in your email for free.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.